Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
State Senator George Borrello. Senator, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back on with you. Thank you.
So we have this issue now where 152 dispensary owners could be looking to relocate. Senator, what happened?
Well, first and foremost, let's be clear about one thing. You know, New York State is unique in the sense that we have been able to manage to screw up legal weed, one of the most popular products sold on the planet. Congratulations, Kathy Hochul, for making it a losing proposition for the taxpayers of New York State. The Office of Cannabis Management is just filled with a bunch of diversity hires, people that are there, you know, because of the superficial reasons, not because they have the ability to develop the proper market here in New York State. So, again, you can thank our governor for that. So what happened was more than 150 dispensaries are located too close to a school because of what was referred to as a misinterpretation of the law. I don't know how you misinterpret that. I mean, you're talking to someone who, between my wife and I, we hold 5 liquor licenses. And the liquor laws are very strict. They're very clear. And this should have been the same situation. There's no reason for this screw up. So now there are 153 businesses, small businesses, many of them owned by minorities, that are going to forced to close potentially or not have their licenses renewed because of Kathy Hochul's inept, corrupt Office of Cannabis Management. That's pretty much the summary.
And so these dispensary owners will now have to find a new location. And what I'm hearing is the state is going to bail them out with $15 million. Now, it is their fault. But, you know, Senator, I was thinking, couldn't we just take the slush fund that was put aside for Letitia James?
Yeah, and every other corrupt politician in Albany, no doubt about it. First of all, I don't think that they're going to. I think what they're going to do is they're going to essentially give them variances, exceptions to being too close to schools. Now, think about that. You know, you have kids walking to school. They're going to walk past these pot shops. They already have been. You already know that there's already plenty of illegal pot shops all over the place. So this is just another example of, you know, of trying to put cover up and whitewash the many mistakes that are made in the Hochul administration. So people should take note of this. Once again, how do you screw up one of the most popular products on the planet? Well, New York State and Kathy Hochul's administration have figured that out. They figured out how to screw it up and turn it into a multi-million-dollar loser for New York State. We're 4 years past the passage of legalizing weed in New York State. And in 4 years, we haven't been able to turn a single dollar of profit back to taxpayers after spending tens of millions of dollars, if not more.
Now, I know the debate on cannabis legalization is over, and I'm not anti-cannabis, but, you know, regularly I hear complaints, and I have been guilty of complaining at times, where, you know, anywhere you go now, it smells like pot. I mean, a hotel smells like pot, downtown Buffalo smells like pot, the Galleria smells like pot. I mean, has the state come back to this issue? Again, I'm not talking about not legalizing it, but maybe putting some safeguards. I mean, heck, you can barely smoke a cigarette anywhere in public anymore.
Well, yeah, and again, this goes back to the kind of identity politics, this whole racial justice, social justice agenda, where they basically said, we're going to allow people to drive high, cause accidents. It's now the number one cause, by the way, of accidents in New York State is people driving high. They've built this whole incredibly irresponsible framework in order to somehow justify what they considered past injustices. And you're right. I mean, I drive a lot. There isn't a single day that goes by that I don't smell pot coming out of a car in front of me. You know, it should have been treated the same way that we treat alcohol. There should be essentially every municipality should be allowed to ban the public consumption of it. And keep in mind that most marijuana is not smoked. It's consumed with things like edibles and gummies. So every time you smell it coming out of a car, there's probably two more that you don't smell it that are also driving high. And New York State has condoned this with its laws. Every single community should be allowed to decide whether or not people should be able to consume it publicly. There should be an outright ban across New York State. This is a bill that I have sponsored. Let each community decide for themselves whether or not they're going to allow public consumption. But right now, unless you're smoking it and you're at a place where it's illegal to smoke weed, you can consume marijuana literally anywhere, any public place while you're driving, and New York State does nothing about it.
You can't. I know this isn't the state law, but you can't dip tobacco at MLB stadiums anymore. But you can have a cannabis infused candy bar.
Yeah, well, everything. Like you said, you can't walk down the street in most communities, you know, chugging a bottle of vodka, but you can walk down the street smoking pot, and that's why we have these quality of life issues. You know, and by the way, we passed a law in the Senate. Well, we passed a bill, I should say, that would prohibit landlords from being able to kick people out for smoking pot. I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff they're doubling down on this in Albany. You know, Kathy Hochul and the radical Democrats that run the Senate and the Assembly, they're doubling down on bad decisions like this. We're not going to allow a landlord to kick someone out for smoking pot in property that they own. That's the kind of direction they're going in.
Oh, my gosh. Something we'll definitely be keeping an eye on. Another thing we're keeping an eye on, Senator, is, and we're getting a lot of questions about this in our newsroom, you know, this the all-electric mandates that, you know, were talked about a year or so ago, but as we're getting closer to 2026, the last I heard is there is going to be a ban on fossil fuel hookups or any kind of fuel hookups on new builds starting in 26. Is that still the case in New York State?
Absolutely, that is correct. Just a couple weeks ago, on July 25th, the State Building Code Council approved the implementation of the All-Electric Buildings Act, which means beginning January 1st, in less than 5 months, you will not be able to build a home in New York State that uses natural gas or propane. You will be forced to have electric appliances. So when Kathy Hochul said, oh, we're not going to take away your gas stove, absolutely we are. If you're building a new home anywhere in New York State next year, you will not be able to have natural gas or propane, the most cost-effective, most affordable way for people to heat their homes. So in the light of this affordability issue, and Governor Hochul rattles her saber about the housing and affordable housing, we're making housing even less affordable, particularly here in Western New York, where we have an abundance of natural gas. So that's Kathy Hochul's New York. And by the way, there is no plan here. The goal is to electrify everything, but there's no plan to actually accomplish that. We don't have the electric grid capacity. We've already had this summer, on hot days, we had what are called orange warnings by the New York State Independent System Operators, where things got so bad that they were very close to shutting down electricity generation here in New York State. And this is why Kathy Hochul is now throwing a Hail Mary pass and talking about nuclear power, because she knows next year, when she's trying to get reelected, we could be facing rolling blackouts because of New York State broken down grid that already doesn't have enough capacity for what we have, let alone what's coming with all these electric mandates. It's just an absolute disaster, and it's happening on her watch.
You know, as you said, I mean, there's been so many people that know electricity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And all this stuff, and know the grid, and I mean, it's been nothing but, this isn't possible, we can't do this. And you could ignore all that, Senator, but what about the fact that, I mean, most of your colleagues on the other side, I would say a majority of them live in a place where it gets cold. Most of New York State gets pretty freaking cold when the winter comes. And, you know, all you have to do is look back to the blizzard of 22 and imagine if, you know, these houses only had electric heat. I mean, that would spell danger for a lot of people.
Well, it's even worse than that. So Kevin Parker, who's the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, said on the floor of the Senate after the devastating storm in Buffalo, the Christmas storm in 2022, he has said, if only we had been all electric then, we could have saved those lives. That's literally what came out of his mouth on the floor of the Senate, realizing that we saved countless lives, hundreds of lives, because of natural gas. You know, there were, I think, a grand total of 40 natural gas outages. I think it's less than that during that storm, compared with thousands of electrical outages. If we had been all electric, you add a couple more zeros onto the 40 deaths that sadly occurred during that storm. This is the policy of Kathy Hochul and the radical Democrats that run New York State government. They think it would have been better if we had had no natural gas during that storm. That's how ridiculous they are.
So new builds 26, and then what are these other dates afterwards? And is there anything in the future for someone like me who's, you know, house is already built? I have a gas stove. Are they going to be coming for that in the near future?
Well, there's no question about it. First of all, this is just the beginning, right? They're starting with new builds. But, you know, eventually, as we move down the line here, absolutely they will be cutting off our natural gas supply. But they're doing it in kind of a we'll call it a covert way. We passed something that eliminated the 100-foot rule, which basically right now, if you want natural gas and you are within 100 feet of a natural gas line, the natural gas providers are obligated to hook you up at no charge. So that has been eliminated and sitting on the governor's desk, I should say, to be signed. As to whether or not she'll sign it, we'll see. Now, if you want natural gas, it's going to cost you anywhere from $2,500 to $25,000 for that. So they're trying to kill natural gas that way. Also, we have the HEAT Act, which keeps coming up. The HEAT Act would allow essentially New York State to decommission natural gas infrastructure in New York State. It'll force the disinvestment in natural gas. So while they're saying we're not going to take your natural gas, they're basically going to make it unaffordable for people to deliver natural gas to your house. So that's the future here in New York State. It's a death by a thousand cuts when it comes to affordable energy. But particularly here in Western New York, where we depend on natural gas so much, is such a bad policy. Natural gas is much lower emission. It's inexpensive. It's reliable. And they want to eliminate that and force us all to go all electric, which is, by the way, not a single responsible engineer can tell you that this is even feasible here in New York State, which is really the tragic part about this. There's no plan to achieve this. And what's it going to take? Is it going to take, having a massive blackout in a city like New York on a 90-degree day and people end up dying before they realize how dangerous this policy is? I don't know. But certainly we're headed down that road.
And, you know, another thing that we heard more about this week is the electric bus initiative for school districts around New York State with the $200 million the state has set aside. You know, again, we talked with Assemblyman Paul Bologna in the last segment, and he talked about, you know, districts in his district, and I'm sure you can relate to districts in your district, that, you know, I mean, the districts cover a lot of land. If it's a cold winter day, we know these batteries don't get the same distance on a charge in February as they do in July. Again, what's the mindset of the state pushing this through when it doesn't seem like it's the safest thing for our children?
Well, there's a number of issues with it, and this is a mandate. You know, this is happening. You know, what happened this year kind of quietly was we allowed school districts to ask for a two-year extension followed by a potential another two-year waiver, so for a total of 4 years, but it requires, you know, lots of paperwork and meeting with NYSERDA and so forth. So we'll see how many school districts are actually able to do it. But here's the reality. The reality is we don't know what's going to happen with this. I have a bill that would replace this irresponsible electric school bus mandate with a pilot program. Let's see what happens. Let's test it in urban, suburban, and rural areas. Let's see where it's feasible. Maybe it's feasible in New York City, where, you know, probably a school bus route is a mile or two versus, you know, 50, 60, 100 miles like it is where, you know, in areas I represent in rural parts of New York. We don't have a safety plan for this. Okay, we know one thing about any of these electric vehicles. They burn quick and they burn hot and they cannot be put out. We had a transportation expert come in, a school bus transportation expert, that asked, what is my plan for moving kids with disabilities, kids in wheelchairs, to get them off of this school bus should they start on fire? There is no plan. Kathy Hochul is willing to sacrifice the lives of our children to meet the demands of a radical political agenda. And that's really probably the most shameful part about all this. And as far as $200 million, it's a drop in the bucket. It's estimated that the difference between replacing a electric bus, a diesel bus with an electric bus statewide with all the school districts is about an $8 billion additional cost. $8 billion with a B. And so far, between this $200 million and the $500 million before, it's less than $1 billion that has been supplied for funding. So the rest of that is going to come out of, you guessed it, your school taxes to meet this ridiculous mandate.
The Highway Superintendents Association issued a statement talking about road damage from heavier electric school buses. Do you think they'll get some time in Albany to speak with all of you?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope they continue to push this narrative, because that's the real cost here. I mean, the school buses are one thing, but you have to add to it the electrical infrastructure, which is going to be several billions of dollars. There's so many schools that just don't have enough access to electricity in order to charge these buses. So that's millions and millions of dollars in some cases for each school district to upgrade their electricity, their electrical service. Then you look at the damage to our roads. These things are really heavy. There are bridges in my district that will not be able to carry the weight of an electric school bus, which means that you're going to have to either rebuild those bridges or you're going to have to find longer routes around it, which is going to keep our kids on buses longer and potentially put them in even greater danger of these things, you know, just shutting down in the winter. Then you add to it the emissions that are created from the burning of tires. These tires are going to burn through faster because of the extra weight. And that actually is adding emissions to the air. But don't talk about common sense things with my Democrat colleagues. They're trying to save the planet here with electric school buses. So it's going to cost us billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. It's going to cause countless damage to our roads, which is going to have to be paid for by the taxpayers, and to do what? To achieve something that in the end is going to have no impact whatsoever on climate change, and I mean zero.
I know we still have the 25 elections to keep our eyes on, but obviously a lot of talk about 26. I know Elise Stefanik said she won't announce anything until after this round of elections, but, you know, looking forward to 26, Senator, I mean, do you think the Republicans are in a position to pull the upset against either Kathy Hochul or her lieutenant governor?
Well, you know, I think so. I think the people of New York State are really starting to get fed up. You know, we flipped the seat in New York City in this last election, in Brooklyn of all places. People are starting to realize you have a communist, an incompetent, unqualified communist that's going to be the next mayor of New York City, the largest city in America. You're watching as Democrats continue to release criminals onto our streets to make New York State even less affordable than it already is and more dangerous. So what is enough? When is it enough for the people of New York State? And that's really the question. When is enough enough? And unfortunately, too many people are choosing just to leave altogether. But for those of us that are remaining, I think we need to have a serious introspection into what is it you want New York to look like for your children and grandchildren? And are they even going to be able to live here safely and affordably? That's what's coming up in 2026. That's the decision everyone has to make. I don't care if you're a registered Republican, Democrat, Independent. You need to look at what one party Democrat rule in New York State has done to this state in a very short period of time. It's more dangerous. It's less affordable and is not the place that I grew up in. And we need to reverse course before it's too late.
State Senator George Borrello. Senator, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.